I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, IU, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
All right, we back, baby. If this is your first time listening to the audio, give me the thumbs up. First off, we started the show and I went on my, 8-minute rant or whatever else. And sure enough, one of the cables came loose on my audio. And so I was yelling into the void, which is a clearest indicator and representation of the life of John Chapman, sadly. So let's do this again, and hopefully it sounds much better. And I apologize because I'm going to have to repeat myself on some of that stuff if you did go through that horrible audio exchange. So I apologize, but I'm getting the thumbs up and I appreciate all you guys. You are the best. So my ski trip is done. My annual coaching ski trip with all my buddies is done. Got rained on the whole time. But Myles Garrett comes out and requests a trade. Not only does he request a trade, but he put a couple tidbits in his official letter, which I want to read to you, that I think provides, man, I think this is so key. Most trade and hot rumors and whatever takes, that ain't me. You guys know that's not what I do. And I do appreciate the chat. Andrew says it was funny. The chat was going crazy. I know y'all are all trying to get me, and I was goff. I was just on my thing. I was rolling. It's what it is. Thank you guys. You are the best there is. But here's what Myles Garrett said. Okay. This is his official, what he put out on social media. It's already got 10 million plus interactions just on Twitter alone. It's going to be more. As a kid dreaming of the NFL, this is Myles Garrett talking. All I focus on was the ultimate goal of winning a Super Bowl. And that goal fuels me today more than ever. My love for the community of Northeast Ohio, the incredible fan base of the Browns, has made me one of the toughest decisions of my life. These past 8 years have shaped me into the man I am today. While I love calling this city my home, my desire to win and compete on the biggest stages won't allow me to be complacent. The goal was never to go from Cleveland to Canton, talking about the Hall of Fame. It has always been to compete and win a Super Bowl. With that in mind, I've requested to be traded from the Cleveland Browns. That's the end of the quote and what he put out there. And I think that is huge as we keep this conversation in mind. Because again, I'm usually the one saying, man, that don't make too much sense. The 49ers should be traded for this player, whatever else. And one of my core philosophies in team building is never trade premium draft assets for a premium contract as well. So like whenever you trade the capital, draft capital, and then you pay salary cap capital, I don't usually like those things. Usually I'm out on almost all those, almost always. However, Myles Garrett, little bit different, okay? Because in my opinion, this is my opinion, he is the number one defensive player in the league, and I don't think it's particularly close. I think it's him and TJ Watt. I almost have to throw out a lot of the other positions because it's the most important position on the defensive side. You can put people like Fred Warner. You can put people that are cornerbacks that are out there, Patrick Surtain. You can do that. I totally understand that. You talk about Chris Jones. Yeah, stud. The best player in the NFL currently on the defensive side of the football is Myles Garrett for me. And if you wanted to say TJ Watt, I would have no problem with that. And yeah, I love TJ Watt. He's a perfect fit in a 3-4. Myles Garrett is a perfect fit in a 4-3 in an even front. Guess what the 49ers run, right? So perfect fit, check mark. Nick Bosa is great. I put Nick Bosa in kind of that 6-15 range, wherever you want to put him in that range. Like, he's that good. Defensive player of the year, obviously. But like, this is not... I'm going to make my point that Myles Garrett's the best defensive player right now, and I'm going to do that by comparing him to Nick Bosa. This is not trashing Bosa. That's not what I'm trying to do here. What I'm trying to do is just show Myles Garrett is a cut above. Myles Garrett was the first overall pick in 2018. Nick Bosa was the second overall pick in 2019. Myles Garrett's only played 1 year more. That's it. I think he's 29, just turned 29 too this month. I'm sorry, last month, January. So like, it's not like he's super, super old. 29 is a vet, no doubt. 8 seasons, that's a vet. 2023 defensive player of the year. So him and Bosa have the same defensive player of the year. Again, this is not to tear down Bosa. That's not what I'm doing at all. But you look at, man, Myles Garrett, 6 Pro Bowls, 4 first team All Pros, 2 second team All Pros. Nick Bosa has 1 first team All Pro. This dude has 4. He's only playing in the league 1 more year. He's got 102.5 sacks. Bosa has 62 sacks. He's played 1 more season and he has 40 more sacks. Every single year, Myles Garrett has had double digit sacks, and you're going 5 straight seasons with 12 or more sacks. I'm not a sacks as the truest indicator of an edge rusher. I don't think that's the case, but this dude is as consistent gets. I do believe that. He's only missed 2 games in 4 years. That's it. He's only missed 10 games his entire career. And then if you look at, and Bosa's been pretty opposite of the ACL. Now, I know Bosa missed 3 games this season, but Bosa has only missed 4 games in 4 years. Like, Bosa's been playing some ball. 17 games missed in his, 6 seasons and whatever else, all that stuff. Cool, cool, cool. But, man, even if you look at the Hall of Fame monitor, which if we go back to what Myles Garrett said, Hall of Fame is not the goal for Myles Garrett. That's not his goal, but he's going. Pro Football Reference, I reference this all the time. They do a Hall of Fame monitor score based on their accolade stats and whatever else. He has a 74.2 score. What the hell does that mean? 19th amongst defensive ends who are done for the Hall of Fame. He's 19th. He's ahead of Richard Dent. He's ahead of Charles Haley, Neil Smith, Jared Allen, Justin Smith, John Abraham. He's ahead of all those guys with a 74.2 score. Nick Bosa, 48.3. They're not comparable. They're comparable. We are comparing them. But you're talking about the best defensive player. The best defensive player in a perfect scheme fit. And this is what I'm going to go back to over and over and over again. This is what makes it the most likely of anything. What did Myles Garrett say is the reason why he wants to leave? He wants to play on big stages and for a Super Bowl. Now, this is where the Niners stand out. I know somebody's like, man, we ain't even in the playoffs. Hold on. Trades only work whenever 3 things align. It's best for the team trading the player away, it's best for the team trading for the player, and it's best for the player themselves. And this is where the trifecta kind of aligns. The 49ers pick 11th in this year's draft. 11th. Listen to the teams that draft ahead of the 49ers. And you tell me which one of these teams, I'm going to get into the salary cap. I'm going to get into what it would cost to sign them. I'm going to get into what it would cost to trade for them. I'm going to get into all of that. We're going to answer as many questions as possible. But I think that this is what's important with why I think the Niners are beyond a very real possibility in this trade. I think they make the most sense. Listen, again, this is holding Myles Garrett to his word that he is leaving for a chance to compete for a title. Now, look at this through the Browns' perspective. If you're going to trade him away, which they're saying they're not going to, and they're not going to entertain him, and they want to keep him, whatever else. But if they were going to trade him away, wouldn't you want the most in return? Well, guess who has kind of the most to offer? The 49ers. First overall pick, Tennessee Titans. Do you think that there is any damn chance that the Tennessee Titans are going to compete for a title with Mayonnaise, Will Levis? They're going to be drafting Abdul Carter. I think that's going to be the first overall pick. Like, no, they're not close to competing for a title. Number two, Cleveland, that's a team he's running from. That's a team he's trying to get away from. Number three, New York Giants, please. No. The Patriots, yeah, they've got some strong foundation and Vrabel's cool. They are way away. That roster is devoid of talent. Not happening. Jacksonville Jaguars, come on, man. Really? That dude? I know y'all see the press. Duval! Yeah, that guy? Yeah, that's going to be a championship guy. Shad Khan? Yeah, that's a championship owner. No, no. Las Vegas Raiders? Good Lord. Really? Not even close. They're picking six. Not even close. Now, they have Max Crosby. They might be trading him. Great D-line. I get that. Pete Carroll, I understand. But now, that is a team that is going to try to push all their chips in. But who the hell is their quarterback? Who's their quarterback? Who are they going to get? It makes a little bit of sense, but if you're trying to compete for titles, Vegas ain't the place to go, man. New York Jets, Woody Johnson, no. Woody Johnson did make the denied a trade request because somebody's Madden rating was too low one time past year. Myles Garrett Madden rating high, but you ain't going to go win championships there. Completely removed. Carolina, no. Quarterback can't ride roller coasters. It's not happening. New Orleans, worst cap space maybe in the past 10, 15 years in the NFL, and they don't have a quarterback. And what's going on in the news now, that ain't going to help. Good Lord. Chicago, 10th pick, might make a little bit of sense, but I still think there's a ways away. Caleb Williams, and Ben Johnson there. I think that's a good pairing, but no. And then you got the 49ers at 11. That just makes way too much damn sense. Out of all those teams, the Niners are the clear front runners for a team that is going to compete. Out of the top 11, it ain't close. It's Niners by a landslide. By a landslide.
The big game is almost here, and it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last football game of the season with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while watching the big game. Prize Picks is also giving away a free pick for the big game, where one of the starting quarterbacks will only need to throw for 1 yard. That's right, one passing yard to win half of the bet. If you're correct on the other stat projection, which you have to make at least one more, you can win real cash. Also, check out the promos tab or tell any of our super sweet Millie winners for the big game lineups. If you tell a lineup that goes 3 for 3, you can win your split of $1 million in promo funds. Prize Pick now also offers MasterCard for quick and easy deposits into your account this sports season. So sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. And I've been playing Prize Picks for years. I just like how quick and easy it is. You pick two. If they happen, you win. It's very, very simple. So download the app today. Use code 49ers, that's 49ERS, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, download the app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game. Did you know last year, save more money was the most popular New Year's resolution in America? Clearly, a lot of us feel like our money is slipping through our fingers. But it's not your fault. The whole world is trying to spend your money. There's streaming apps, delivery fees, tips on self-checkout machines. The list goes on and on. Good thing there's Acorns. Acorns helps grow your money into more of your money. Imagine if you started saving a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, how you would feel if you started investing what you already have. Well, with Acorns, it makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, or your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich either. Acorns lets you invest with spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your personal spare change. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. That's acorns.com/49ers. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why would you go? The Raiders are the only team at 6 where I'm like, makes sense. Pete Carroll, they're trying to win now. They've got a lot of guys there, but man, who the hell's the quarterback? What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Like, that roster's not ready. It's not. The 49ers is ready. Now, top 11, it's easy. 12th pick in the Dallas Cowboys, who I do not consider a contender at all. I think that they have to be involved in this discussion. If I'm going to be honest, one, because Myles Garrett played high school ball at Arlington Martin, which is less than 5 miles from AT&T Stadium. Like, that's his home. They have a quarterback. Now, they haven't even paid Micah Parsons. They're going to trade for Myles Garrett and pay him. While they haven't even paid Micah Parsons, their salary cap's going to be a mess as well. That roster, not good. What's that look like? But I do think the Cowboys are in there. But if we keep going, let's try to find contenders. At 13th, the Dolphins? No. At 14th, the Colts? No. At 15th, the Falcons? No. At 16th, Arizona? No. 17th, Cincinnati? That is a contender. But again, the three parties involved, the team trading for, traded away, and the player. If you're the Cleveland Browns, are you going to trade Myles Garrett to an in-state NFL team? You're going to let him stay in Ohio and take less? The Bengals can't offer what we offer. They can't. They're good. They have the quarterback. They got the roster. They have a great team. But they can't offer the draft capital. 49ers are picking 11th. Their first pick is 17. If you're the Browns, which one do you want? Yeah, that's simple. But you're talking maybe the 49ers at 11, maybe the Cowboys at 12, maybe the Bengals at 17, and then a very distant, maybe, the Las Vegas Raiders at 6. Those are kind of your possibilities. And, man, if I'm trading anybody, I'm trading out of conference every single time. Like, if I'm trading, I'm trading out of conference. Well, the Browns, they're in the AFC. Definitely not going to trade them in-state to Cincinnati. I prefer not to trade them to any AFC. That's the Raiders. I would prefer to trade them to Dallas or to the 49ers. Those are the teams those are the top four teams. You know, I'm not a Vegas odds guy. I don't know where that is. But if you had to ask me where he's going, those are my top four teams because that makes the most sense for the Browns. He wants a Super Bowl. You want the 49ers. No doubt. Man, I get to play next to Nick Bosa. They've already got their offense. It's set. Shanahan, he knows what he's doing. That makes sense. That is there. I think that just makes too much sense for me. And so, like, if you made a Venn diagram of championship contender status, draft capital, well, that sweet overlap in the middle, that's the 49ers. It's the 49ers. There's not a team that offers more. Now, let's look into the cost of the trade. Then let's look into the salary cap implications and all those things. Here's the thing. The closest comparison that we have to this is definitely the Khalil Mack trade. And shout out to my man, Mr. G, 49ers on Twitter. I was writing this stuff up, and sure enough, he DMs me and messages me what I just wrote. But, man, great minds think alike, my friend. You look at Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack got traded. He was 27, 2 years younger, 2 full years younger than 29-year-old Myles Garrett. Now, Myles Garrett has accomplished more than Khalil Mack did, right? But here's where it's different. Okay, this is what the trade was for Khalil Mack. 2 first-rounders, a third, and a sixth. But people always leave out the second half of this trade because the Bears gave up a second-rounder and a seventh. The seventh doesn't really matter, but a second-rounder. So you gave up 2 firsts, a third, and a sixth, and you got back a second, Khalil Mack, and a seventh. And also what complicates this trade even more, the trade happened in September. September. This was not a pre-draft trade. This was a, I ain't going to play for you. And a big reason why the new CBA happened was because of Khalil Mack. It kind of eliminated this fact that, man, I ain't going to play for you. I'm holding out. You can't do that anymore in today's NFL. You can't do that. So the trade is a little bit different. The Raiders, whenever they traded away Khalil Mack, they had nowhere to turn. And so then it became a bidding war, and the 49ers were involved in that trade. We tried to get Khalil Mack, and they went with the Bears because they thought our draft pick would be too high. It was the second-round pick, by the way. It would have been Nick Bosa, but whatever. I don't think because of the contract, so this is a little caveat that we're going to circle back to. The contract makes it harder to trade Myles Garrett, in my opinion, because you're going to have to pay top-tier money to get him. Now, I'm going to go back to the contract talk, okay? I think you can get Myles Garrett for less because this trade takes place before the draft. You remember when the Raiders traded away Khalil Mack, they got nothing for that entire season. Nothing. They had to wait an entire season till they got to use the draft capital that they got. This happens. If this trade happens with Myles Garrett, it's going to take place before the draft. It's going to take place before free agency. And so both teams are going to be able to know. So that's why, one of the reasons why, and two, he's a little bit older. I don't think it's going to cost 2 firsts. I really, really don't. I think first round plus with perhaps a player. In my own personal opinion, a first, a second, and like a fourth round pick, that's going to be the conversation of where this is going to go. Because, now, you might be able to get 2 firsts from some other teams, but these are teams picking in the back 20s. If you want a top 10 pick that is a championship contender, there's one. And it's the 49ers. They pick 11. Yeah, so, like, the Browns might be like, dude, we're sending you to the Patriots. What's Khalil Mack going to say? No, you're not. He's going to do the Brandon Ayuk. I ain't going to Cleveland. I ain't going there. I'm going to Pittsburgh. Like, Myles Garrett has already, and the fans, I don't know if you're on social media, all the Browns fans are siding with Myles Garrett over this. They know the Cleveland Browns are a terrible, terrible, terrible organization. They understand that. And so I don't think it's going to be super pricey to get him. Now, a first and a second round is pricey extra. But again, you look at those teams, there's not there. Now, you could include a player. The NFL doesn't do player-for-player trades very often. Doesn't mean it can't happen. It's not like the stupid-ass Mavericks. I'm a Mavericks guy. Stupid. Just idiots. And I appreciate everybody messaging me and whatever. I'm so pissed about that trade. Anyway, but this does go to say there are terrible GMs and terrible run franchises out there. You can take advantage of them. And the 49ers definitely should be interested in trying to do that. What I would do if I was the general manager of the 49ers, which thankfully to all of you, I am not, and I should not be. I'm not qualified. I would call him and say, hey, I'm interested. Here's what my offer would be, okay? I would give them this year's first, next year's second, okay? So I'm giving up the 11th pick, next year's second rounder, this year's fourth round pick, the 112, and next year's fourth round pick. So I'm going to give first fourth this year, second fourth the following year. That would be my offer. Would I go higher than that? I'm not giving a first and second round this year. I'm not. I'm going to space it out. The 49ers are a very top-heavy roster. I'm not throwing total drafts away. I'm not losing a first and second round pick. And I know Myles Garrett is probably worth it, but I'm going to say, look, man, if I give you all the picks this year and you miss on them, everybody's going to crucify you. Let's spread this out. That protects you with your fans, and you can spread out your what you're getting back. You got that Deshaun Watson contract anyway. You don't want all the resources right now. You should want future picks. And if I was the 49ers, I'd say, look, man, shoot, I'll give you our one next year and our second round. Like, I would be having these types of conversations. Dude, that draft next year is going to be way better. Quarterbacks, you're going to need one. Deshaun Watson's not the answer. You need more draft capital next year. Let us give you our second round pick. Like, these are the conversations that have to happen. I'll give you the 43 this year, and you can have our first and third round next year. How about that? You get those future picks. You get something this year to kind of placate the fans, and you're going to – that's a top 50 pick. That's great. You're already picking two. Because right now, Cleveland's got a lot of draft capital. I mean, they're actually not doing too bad. They've got the second overall pick, the 33rd overall pick, the 67th overall pick. Say, hey, man, we'll give you a second this year, and you get our first and third next year for that awesome quarterback class. You can go get Arch Manning. You can go get Arch Manning. He might be coming out. Those are the conversations that need to be happening. Hey, man, we could do that. Now, and that is where if the Browns are, man, we really want stuff for next year, that is where other teams will trump the 49ers, because our draft capital next year is not expected to be that high. So other teams might have more to offer. But again, the offset to that, the nuance to this trade, Myles Garrett wants to go play for a contender. What contender is going to have a bad pick next year? No, none of them, right? That's what you have to kind of look at. So would I do this year's first rounder or next year's first rounder if it took me Myles Garrett? I would want third round picks back. That's just where I stand on that. And so what is it that Cleveland wants? They don't want to trade him. They've come out and said, we want to keep him. We want to keep him. We want to keep him. And I understand that. And they built the contract to kind of ensure and protect that. Yeah, let's look at the contract, okay? Only 2 years left on the current deal, but it's got five void years. One, two, three, four, five void years on Myles Garrett's deal. They have gone through and restructured, and it's a very relatively team-friendly deal. He's like fifth on average per year, but he built in all of these kind of – he's restructured. Sorry. Restructured his deal to help the team so they could get Deshaun Watson. How'd that pan out? Yeah, it didn't work out. What's up, Perk? I see you in there. What's up, man? Sorry, I've neglected the chat. This is my bad. Right here. Yeah, well said, Gio. John, you really think the Manning family would let Arch go to Cleveland? They would not. But these are the conversations you have to have. And that quarterback class next year is going to be fire in the draft. This year, nah. Cam Ward's my number one. Shedeur Bede my number two. I'm not sold on either one as a top five pick. But if you need a quarterback, you got to take your chance. I would take Cam Ward at a quarterback, but not over Abdul Carter. I wouldn't do that. But next year's quarterback class, and I know every year it's like it's great or it's terrible. This year is kind of seen as a terrible class. Next year's going to be fire. Next year's going to be fire. So I don't know. I know I can say this. There's not a team in the top 15 that is championship worthy and out of your conference. That is us and us alone. It's the 49ers, maybe the Dallas Cowboys. They ain't been in an NFC championship forever, but they have the home field advantage. I can see Myles Garrett being okay with that. Now, the contract, back to the contract. Sorry, I got distracted. He has zero guaranteed money left on his deal. And I saw David Lombardi put this out there, and I wish I would have saw it because I was thinking the same thing as I was looking at over the cap and the numbers. But credit to, David Lombardi does a damn good job. And so, especially whenever it comes to contracts. But whenever I was looking at this deal, and I was like, man, he's got zero guaranteed. I was like, this is very similar to Christian McCaffrey's deal. And then I was like, all right, I want to make sure I'm not missing anything. I type in Myles Garrett on Twitter. And then I see Taylor Lombardi does good stuff. And so I was like, oh, man. And so I want to credit him because I didn't steal from him. I was thinking same thing, but he put it out there way before I did. But yeah, so he's got 2 years left on his deal, zero guaranteed money, nothing. Now the cap hits, man, pretty damn small. His cap hit this year is $19.7 million for the number one defensive player. That is a bargain. Next year, 2026 season, is $20 million cap hit. But then you got those five void years. And those five void years, 2027, he's not going to be on the team. It's a void year. $41 million cap hit. The Browns are bent over a barrel right now. They're completely screwed. They have structured this deal to think Myles Garrett's going to play with us until he's 38, and he's going to be a lifer. That's just what, like, that's how they built this contract out. And now Myles Garrett's like, hey, I restructured all those deals for you, and I appreciate all those void years, but I'm out. Like, the Browns are screwed financially. They did this to themselves to get Deshaun Watson, and it just screwed them. It just backfired as bad as could be. Shout out to Skywalker. Appreciate the super chat, my friend. This trade makes too much sense. They need picks. We need a D end. I am with you 100%. Now, shout out to Leon Sandcastle. Could a trade happen now, or would they have to wait for a new league? It could be agreed upon now. It could not process until the new league year begins. So, yes, you could trade any player under contract. That could take place. But for contractual and, like, all that stuff, you don't do it now because newly – so, like, you would have the agreed-upon parameters, this draft capital, whatever else, and all that stuff. So, yes, it could be agreed upon. I doubt it would be signed into effect. I think that's kind of the big deal. Now, the idea of trading Bosa for Garrett does not make sense because each team has so much dead money on that contract. If you trade that contract, it would enact and roll all that dead money over immediately for both players. It would screw over both teams financially. I understand the player-for-player implications, but the way the cap works isn't like the MLB, and it's not like the NBA. So because of that, that's why you don't get the player-for-player trades as often. It does happen, and there are players that you could include in this trade. There are tradable contracts that would offset the cap hit brought in by Myles Garrett. Obviously, Debo. They tried to trade for Brandon Ayuk. I doubt you do that now because of all that dead money and the salary cap hit and all that stuff. I don't think that you would do that. You could do it, but I don't think that they would. Juwan Jennings, that would kind of make sense as well. I don't want to do it. I'd rather keep Juwan Jennings, obviously, but that could be a valuable asset that you could throw in there. Leonard Floyd. That's a position that would make more sense than Bosa. Leonard Floyd's on an expiring contract. You could send him over there. He would be a starter for them. All those things. That makes sense. Somebody, you know, a young aspiring player, Jordan Mason, fits their running style to a T. That doesn't give the Niners cap relief, but that is a young aspiring player that they could see could be the replacement for Nick Chubb. Like, those are kind of the four players that come to mind. Leonard Floyd makes the most sense. Then I would go Jordan Mason, then Jennings, then Debo. But, hey, if they need star power to save face, Debo brings that in spades. I'm not saying – again, those trades don't really happen in the NFL. And, yeah, 11, Floyd, and Debo for Garrett, I'd do it in a heartbeat. I would do it in a heartbeat. And that would help them out because if we trade now, whenever the salary caps and guaranteed numbers and all that stuff, so like if the Browns traded Myles Garrett, okay, let me go back to my contract thing. If they traded him, they would get 16.4 million cap relief this year. 16 million. That's it. It's not a lot. So if the 49ers traded Debo in that same situation, now everything is negotiable and you could redo some contracts and whatever else. But if we traded Debo, we would lose $15.6 million. Debo's contract was built to be a non-tradable contract. People don't understand that, at least before the draft. We could trade Debo, just not after the draft. So if we traded Debo, the 49ers would lose an additional 15.6 million cap hit. I don't think Debo's going to be involved in this trade. I just don't do it. Hey, we're not going to have the cap numbers. After Debo, you could trade his contract after, but his agent, the way they negotiated that out was, hey, I don't want to be traded. I want to pick where I'm going to go in free agency. That's what Debo, that's how he built his roster out. And I know everybody wants to talk about like, oh, trade Debo, whatever else. Dude, that dude built his contract. Again, you have to make it make sense for the team trading for, the team trading away, and the player. Trading Debo does not make sense for the 49ers because of contractual numbers. You lose 16 million cap space trading him away. Do you guys see the difference there? Like, that's why it doesn't make sense. And so I don't think that they signed Debo for too much, but the structure, Debo was like, dude, I do not want to be traded. He wants to be here. Him and Kyle. Besties. You can't trade Debo. Now, let's look at Juwan. Because I think that this is why I'm always looking at these things like, does this make sense? Juwan Jennings. I do not want to trade Juwan Jennings, by the way. But if you traded him, yeah, it costs $700,000. That's it. Like, not even $1 million. That makes sense. He's got a bunch of void years. Juwan Jennings is much more likely to be traded. Not that they're even looking into that, but I'm just saying this would make sense for the Browns if they need to get something back. Look at the Leonard Floyd. You trade Leonard Floyd, you save $1.4 million. It's not going to move the contract. It's not going to move the salary cap. It's not going to do any of those things. But they get a starter for basically pennies. Leonard Floyd makes sense. Jordan Mason makes sense. From a salary cap starter role, that makes sense. Does that make sense? I probably should have phrased that better. What I want to talk about next is, first, you got to do the trade, right? We've talked about what I would offer, what I think it would take. I think a first, second, or fourth. I think that's kind of the conversation. Now, does that mean they're not going to get a 2 first offer? Yeah, they probably will, but not a team picking in the top 15. If they're going to be getting 2 first, I think that's going to be a team in the back end of the first round. Maybe they prefer that. I don't know. But a championship-worthy team, the Niners, draft capital, that's there. Next, I want to talk about what that would look like salary cap-wise, because you would probably. And again, this depends on if Myles Garrett's word's true. If he just wants that Super Bowl, that's one thing. But I'm pretty sure he's going to want to get paid too. That's what we're going to talk about next. It's win or go home for the NFL playoffs. And all roads lead to New Orleans. But here's the thing. Your chance to get in on every high-stakes moment along the way starts with MyBookie. MyBookie is the ultimate destination for bettors who want more. Whether you're backing the underdogs, riding with the favorites, every drive, every touchdown, every moment is an opportunity to win big. And you can kick off 2025 right. They have risk-free Thursdays. That's where you place a bet. And if it doesn't hit, MyBookie has your back. Dive into the Bet Boost tab to supercharge your picks and build that bankroll before the Super Bowl. And even when the games are over, the action doesn't stop with MyBookie's online casino. Blackjack, Baccarat, Roulette, Slots, it's all there, whether you're celebrating a big win or you're gearing up for the next round. And if you haven't joined yet, use promo code 49ERS49ERS on your first deposit. MyBookie will hook you up with an instant bonus because you deserve to start strong. Season isn't just about watching history unfold. It's about being part of it. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I mean anywhere, with MyBookie. All right, let's do this. Let's talk about contractually where he kind of fits. Because again, Myles Garrett, zero guaranteed money left on his deal. Now, again, I talked about, and Lombardi referenced, how close this is to the Christian McCaffrey contract. Look, dude, you want to come here? You want us to win a Super Bowl? Play out this year. Play out 2025. And this would be leverage to whatever team gets Garrett, because you control him for 2 years. You can't hold out anymore like you used to. Now, Myles Garrett has made, I want to look up exactly how much money he's made in his career. I mean, he's probably close to hundreds of millions of dollars. So, like, he could sit out and just take that hit, kind of like Chris Jones did, where he just loses $1 million per game. He's made $124 million, Myles Garrett, in his career so far. Like, dude, $124 million. He can miss out on some game checks. So that's his leverage. But here's what I'm saying. Because let's say you get past the wall of, hey, Cleveland, we'll send you this. Cleveland says, yes, we've got a deal. If I'm John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, I got to talk to Garrett first. Garrett, do you want to come here? Yes. Garrett, do you want to be here long term? Yes, I do. Well, here's our two options, Myles Garrett. Play out this year. Play out this year. We'll throw in some guarantees so that, you know, you got this year, but we're not going to rework your deal. We're just going to bump some of your future pay into total guarantee so you get paid this year. After this year, let us redo the deal. Basically what you did with CMC. If we do that, we can get Brock Purdy signed. We have our quarterback of the future in. Your contract will come a year after Brock Purdy. Keep that rolling. Again, the 49ers signed one major deal a year. Let us do Brock this year. We have to. We do you. You come out. You compete. You ball out. Man, we redo your deal the following year. And then we just keep that stage, that kind of stepped process of, okay, we got Fred Warner this year. Okay, we got George Kittle this year. Okay, we got Debo this year. Okay, we got Bosa this year. Okay, we got Ayuk this year. Okay, we got Trent this year. Okay, and it's just one major deal a year. That's a possibility. Now, if you look at the positional value, which edge rusher Nick Bosa is still the highest paid rusher on the average per year, the APY, which is what all the players and agents go by, at $34 million a year. Myles Garrett's getting $25 million a year. Now, he signed his deal a long damn time ago. When was the last time his deal got done? Now, yeah, it was 5 years ago. He got his deal done in 2020. That's whenever he signed his extension. So he's due to get paid. It's going to cost $36, $37 million a year. Period. So do you say play out this year and we'll pay you top of market? Or do you tell Myles Garrett, hey, we'll give you a 2 year, $34 million, whatever. You play out those years and we'll go from there. Now, the idea is if you do that and he walks, he will have played for over 10 years. And that whole comp pick, third round, whatever, you're basically saying boom or bust, we're going to win in the next couple of years. Those are kind of the things. It's going to cost $36 million, $37 million to lock him up long-term. So if you want a five-year deal, which, hey, if you do a five-year deal, guess what? He's got 2 years. You extend 3 years on top of that. That's 5 years. He'd be 34 years old. This dude hasn't missed games. You're not worried about that. He could play that long. 34 is 100% acceptable for him, especially if he wants to win championships. And I think the 49ers would have that structure in place to continually contend perennially. Obviously, there's going to be down years and injuries like what we had this year. It's the NFL. He understands that as well. So those are some of the options. But it would cost, and again, my philosophy, what I started the show out, I'm usually against trading premium capital, draft capital, and paying premium salary cap capital on top of that for one player. But this is the best defensive player in the league that fits your system perfectly. Could you imagine Nick Bosa and Myles Garrett on the same defense with Robert Saleh? I mean, it'd be unbelievable. It would be unbelievable. Captain Insano, I appreciate you, brother, always. As your Cleveland 49ers rep, Browns will not trade Myles. Local talk here is not even covering that seriously. I know you're a Cleveland guy, and, you know, I'm not big on local talk radio and all that stuff. The Cleveland Browns have no choice. They do have him signed for 2 years, but no guaranteed money. They've already paid him out all the money. He's handled them. I don't know, man. I don't know what that's going to look like. If he don't want to play, he ain't got to play. He could make Cleveland look worse than they already look. Why not? Like, why? Why keep him? Why keep them if you can get something back? I get it. I understand that. Right here, Kyle. Personally, I don't want to trade away this year's pick. Does it sound nice to add Garrett with Bosa? Sure. But yeah, I think I have the Trey Lance PTSD where, like, man, I don't ever want to go a year without a first-round pick. I don't. This is the best defensive player in the NFL. 29 years old. The best defensive player in the. Now, I guess my question. I don't want to go down that road. But I understand that right here, Monkey Boy signed Purdy to 20 years to make room for Garrett. Yeah, what? And I think that this could play into it. Hey, Brock Purdy, we need to talk to you and your agent. Look, if we do the deal this way, we will have financial room, flexibility to go get Myles Garrett right now. Like, not necessarily I want you to take less. If we build your contract to where we could restructure and make it more years, dude, we can go get Myles Garrett right now. Like, that's part of it. But you're going to have to be smart. You're going to have to move some stuff around. The good news is the 49ers, man, they have handled cap space incredibly well. The 49ers currently sit at $48.2 million cap space for the 2025 season. That's huge. That is incredible. And a lot of it's because they roll forward all this extra money. There's room to get these deals done. It's going to be hard. It's going to make your roster more top heavy. But it's the best defensive player in the NFL. The best. The best. Oh. Right here. Sin Floyd, the 11th, 2nd, and 3rd. I would not do that. I would, if I that's the 11th, 2nd, and 3rd in 1 year. I'm not going to do that. You got to stagger the years a little bit. It's a little too pricey for me. If that was the case, I would say, nope, I'm not going to get it done. Unless you're going to send something back to me, you take a lot of the cap. You take all the cap hit. Like, you've got to figure, I'm not giving away the first, second, and third round pick for Myles Garrett, personally. And I know I'm probably in a minority, but you have to get young talent across this roster. And if you give away all those picks, like, now if you get back some fifth, sixth, and you're just going to say, hey, we're going to try to overdraft, and we're going to try to plug these holes, cool. Ah, man. Yeah. 49er faithful. Appreciate you, man. He says, John, you got to quit taking too many days off. Kidding, of course. But I've been jonesing for your show. It's the best. Man, thank you. I don't take days off during the season. I went 4 months straight this year without taking one day off. But yeah, I do that one. It's funny because all my buddies who, most of them still coach and stuff, like they jump around jobs, you know, and whenever they go in for their jobs, they're like, look, here's my one thing. I'm going to go on a ski trip in early February. It's what it is every year. And we explain it, and thankfully, nobody hasn't cost anybody a job yet. But yeah, I struggled taking time off. I needed it. Appreciate you guys. And I'm glad that you guys were ready for another show. I was ready too. And whenever I saw this, it was just like, come on, man, let's go. David says, come on, Lynch, make it happen. I want to get it done. I want to get it done right here. Bosa hasn't done much since signing his contract. I disagree with that one. I think Nick Bosa is one of the best two-way players in the NFL. Run and pass is what I'm inferring on. Yeah, he only had 9 sacks this year, but he missed the last 3 games. Like, I think, has he lived up to his contract? No. He's making more than any defensive player in the NFL. Like, no. But right here, Niner Empire. What's up, Joe? Debo's going to Tampa Bay. It makes a lot of sense. They would have to overpay. Get that contract's rough to trade. It really, really is. It's hard to trade. Man, chat's going on. Look right here, Invader. Denial's just the first step to trading for Garrett. Talking about the reference from Captain Insano earlier about how Cleveland doesn't want to trade him. I get that, but I don't think it's smart, and they're going to get another holdout because this dude could technically hold out. I think they got to trade him. I don't know. Right here, Josh, no star plays without guaranteed money nowadays. And so now you got no guaranteed money. He wants out, and the future is so bleak. Like, they're in a perfect reset mode. They have the second overall pick. Man, what if you let Myles Garrett go and you get back a bunch of draft capital and you draft Abdul Carter? I think Abdul Carter goes number one. But, man, why not replace it? Like, Abdul Carter's my number one player on my board by a lot. By a lot. What's up, JP, man? Love you, brother. Pray for you and your family. And for all those out there that are religious, man, just pray for JP and his family. Amazing, amazing man. And made a big impact in my life. You know, I don't want to put all the business out there, but just pray for his family if you guys can. He's the best of us. So with you, brother. With you a lot, man. Night Prince, I am 100% in favor of this. If we get this deal done, Yeah, let's go. I think it just makes too much sense. Again, does it make sense for the 49ers? Hell yes. Defensive end has been, we had one glimpse of a good defensive end opposite of Bosa, and that was Dee Ford, who only played a little bit because he was so injured. But the defense was just, it's never looked that good since. That's 2019, and we just saw shades of it. Myles Garrett is better than Nick Bosa. Like, imagine teams not being able to double and triple team and chip Bosa every single freaking play. Ready. You get Garrett for the 11, I'd take that all day. I think it takes some more juice. But again, I don't think it's going to take the multiple firsts. I really, really don't. Now, if you're a back-end team, let's say you're the Lions and you're picking 28th. Yeah, it's going to take multiple firsts from Detroit. Multiple firsts. But again, Cleveland ain't trading him to somebody that close. Browns and Lions fans have kind of always been in the same situation. That would kill them. God, that would kill them. Monkey Boy, appreciate the super chat, my friend. It's times like this with Greenlaw, Garrett, Purdy, and others where Parag is going to need to be a true MVP offseason. I believe in Parag. I do too. I think that he's done a hell of a job consistently. The 49ers have been able to keep their guys and not be in that terrible cap space situation. And I think that's always just such a big deal. And so, man, hopefully he can keep it going. Hopefully he could. Law of Awe says, I would gladly give up our 11, but they want more. Yeah. I think, again, 11th, future second, this year's fourth. And I would ask back for like a 6-round pick, something like that. Mark, some other team will overpay for Garrett. Give me the picks instead. Yeah, and if a team overpays, that's fine. And the 49ers, their entire philosophy have been, man, we're going to check on everything, but we're not overpaying. We're not going to overextend our hand. And even the trade up for Trey Lance, that was kind of in par for quarterback trade ups. Did they miss? Hell yeah, they did. Did it hurt? Yes, it did. Were they in the Super Bowl still? Yes, they were. So, man, I'm not overpaying, and I don't want to trade 2 first-round picks for Myles Garrett. I don't. First, second, fourth, and I want back a 6. And I'm not even going to do the first, second, fourth all in the same year. I'm going to stagger them. You're going to get a second-round pick next year. And I'd say, hey, look, I'll give you second-round pick and a third-round pick next year, or first, fourth this year, second next year. Like, you got to finagle kind of and make it work. And you want a player? Cool. I'll throw in Leonard Floyd. You get a starter, man. You're going to save face with your team. NY Niners. Garrett isn't just a player. He's the Holy Grail paired with Bosa. This is the number one player defensively in the NFL. At the most important position defensively in the NFL. Oh, my gosh, man. I don't even think it's much of a risk, Gio. He says, you got to take that risk and give up the first for Miles. Yes. It's not, I mean, this dude's missed no games. He's played nonstop. Where I have it in my notes here. I don't know why I can't find it. Yeah, he's only missed 2 games in 4 years. That's it. He's missed 10 games his entire career. He's 29, just turned 29. Sign that dude for 5 years. Let's freaking go, baby. Let's freaking go, baby. I love it. I love it. I love it. Sorry, I know I'm behind on the chat. Bosa's the best defensive end against the run. I'm fine with that. I agree with that. Right here, Larry Kruger said, if you think the Niners should trade for Myles Garrett, you don't know football. Well, we'll talk about that on Saturday. That's okay. Difference of opinions are great things. I didn't think that we were going to get Robert Saleh. Not that I was against it. I just didn't think Robert Saleh would want to come back here. I was wrong. I was wrong about a lot of things. I was wrong on Trey Lance. I was right about trading for him. I was right about the Niners liking him. I was wrong about him being good. So disagreement's a great thing. And I love that we're so spoiled. You guys are going to get to listen to 15 different opinions. Really, there's like 60 Niners shows out there. Support them all. They're great. Great things. But yeah, you're going to get so many different opinions. I've kind of had to stop listening to Niners shows because I don't want to be influenced by their other takes. So like back, I've been doing this for almost 9 years now in April, finishing up year 8. I don't want to take away from what somebody else has, and I don't like being influenced. I want to take my own fresh ideas and whatever to this, whatever it is for the Niners. But I love Larry's a good dude, and I like his takes, but disagreements are a great thing. Get those different opinions, and you form your own choice. Yeah. Night Prince, where is John? If you were the GM of the 49ers, what deal would you make for Garrett? I'm offering this year's first and fourth rounder, next year's second. That's my opening offer. You want to sweeten it a little bit? I'll throw in a fourth next year as well. First, fourth this year, second, fourth next year. Oh, we want a player back. Okay, cool. I'll do a first-round pick this year, second-round pick next year, and Leonard Floyd. You're going to get him for free. We'll take the whole contract. That's kind of what, oh, you want picks next year? Cool. I'll give you a second-rounder this year, first-rounder next year, and Leonard Floyd. Okay? You don't want that? Second and fourth this year, first-round next year. You see what I'm saying? All right, let's work it out. Remember, the Dallas Mavericks has taught us there's a lot of idiots out there, and I'm a Mavericks fan. Stupid choices and deals are made all the time. And right here, what's their cap hit if they trade? Again, you look at the contract, they will save $16.4 million by trading him away. Now, all that dead money, it's gigantic. But they ain't getting that back anyway. The dead money is huge. They save $16.4 million in the cap if they trade him before the draft. And if they trade him, he will be traded before the draft. They do not want all of it back-ended. You've got to get something. Otherwise, the fans are just going to be whatever. And let's be honest, their fans have been through a living hell. Joel, my man, he says, John, is this my late show for the week? Man, we got back from the mountain late last night and slept, took my buddies to the airport early this morning. I came back and I slept some more. I was so tired, but I was thinking about you. And I was like, man, I should go late for Joel. He listens from the Philippines. One of the best dudes, huge supporter. Appreciate you, Joel. Yeah, this might be your late show, but I'm planning to do a post like around 3 or 4 show once a week moving forward for people that perhaps don't live in the Bay Area. And man, we have so many faithful from afar that live outside the United States. And that has always been one of like my, the soft, like I freaking love the, could you imagine being a fan in the Philippines and what you got to do? I don't even know what time it is right now in the Philippines, but I know it's pretty damn early. And so to make shows like this and watch Niners games, whether you're from England or, you know, just anywhere, not in this hemisphere, freaking commitment. Amazing, 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 amazing. I appreciate you, Joel. You're the best. Right here, Josh, has Rand Carthon been hired elsewhere? I've not seen that. I'm sure he's interviewing. I think people are waiting till the Super Bowl's over so that you can kind of get all those other ones. Ty, what's up, brother? He says, according to 49ers Twitter, 29 is old, but not for somebody that has no injury history for the most part and has produced and is the best defensive player in the NFL. Yeah, it's old, and I do think that it knocks the price down. Remember, everybody's comparing this to the Khalil Mack, 2 firsts and a 3rd. Khalil Mack was 27, and they gave away a second. So, hey, you want 2 firsts from us? Cool. Guess what, Cleveland? What's your second-round pick? Oh, my gosh. If they would do that, all right, Cleveland, we're going to give you 2025 first, 2026 first-rounder, but we get your second-round pick next year. Whew. You bet your rear end I'd do that. Y'all remember me talking about the Brandon Ayuk hypothetical. Whenever Amari Cooper and a second-round pick was on the table, I was like, do the trade. You don't even renegotiate. Accept. And I told you, that's going to be a top 50 pick. That's going to be a top 50 pick next year. I like Ayuk. Amari Cooper's good. But, man, that's going to be a top 50 pick. Amari Cooper is more than a capable replacement for Ayuk. He's not as good as Ayuk. I'm not saying that, but I remember when that deal was on the table, I was like, dude, I've taken that deal in a heartbeat. Well, it turned out that was the 33rd overall pick. Imagine if we would have done that deal. And guess what? Cleveland ain't going to get better, especially if they're trading away. So if they want to give us a second round pick, whew, that's like basically we're giving you the 32nd pick and you're giving us the 35th pick. I would do that in a heartbeat. Oh, man. Invader, I think the affection for players like Warner, Ed Aust, Wade Sala, yeah, I think that's important too. Right here, Josh, 29 is prime for most, man. I'm 42 years old. I just got through skiing 4 days in the rain and the snow. My body is hurting. yeah, Miles Garrett built a little bit. I remember watching that dude in high school go up and do like a freaking tomahawk dunk, and just the way that that dude was built, and I was just like, man, this dude, right here, Freddie. Lenore already be recruiting on Twitter. I love Demo. I love Demo. I love Demo. I love Demo. NY Niners, what's up, Ben? It's a great debate, but man, Garrett is different. The impact can barely be imagined. Just my opinion. He is the best. Niners need to win. Miles Garrett. Makes sense. Garrett is proven, but right here, Rob, John, does signing Miles Garrett prevent us from signing Dre Greenlaw back or getting the top-tier center? It would affect both those things dramatically. And Greenlaw's my favorite player on the team. He's my number one player on the team. Has been since he's shown up. Center is the biggest weakness on the team. Has been since Brindle showed up. I don't give a damn. The number one defensive player in the league. If you told me this means no Greenlaw, if you told this means Jake Brindle starting next year and we're going to draft a rookie in the fifth round, I'm taking that in a heartbeat. I am a wet blanket on whatever the hot topic, trade item, whatever is, most times, 9 out of 10 times. I'm not that guy. I'm not a hot take guy. I'm not the guy that's out here saying, oh, trade. Go get him. Like, I'm not that guy. I'm really not. I hope that I'm kind of a calm, cool, collected, whatever. But when Miles Garrett's involved, the number one defensive player in the NFL that fits your scheme perfectly, he wants to win a championship, trading out of the conference. We have the 11th pick. Nobody's even in close to competition with us for this year's draft capital. Whew. Just makes too much damn sense. Oh. Gosh, man. And yeah, like a $6 million deal for Greenlaw, which I think 6 to 8 is probably what he'll get. 1 year prove it deal, prove he can stay healthy, then get his last kind of 3-4 year contract of his career. It's probably what you're looking for. I think you're allowed to do that. I think you are. Yeah, right here, NY Niners, most of their hit is prorated. They can't get out of that. Yeah, whenever they added 5 void years, you kind of got stuck. And we did the same thing with Debo. Debo's got void years. I mean, this is the new NFL. Void years are like the thing. Debo's got 4 void years. This is why you can't trade the contract. We did the same thing with Debo. That's why if you trade Debo, you lose an extra $15 million salary cap. You keep the band together, it's going to cost. It's going to cost. That's just what it is. Miles would take our defense over the top. Gosh, it would be incredible. Ah, Joel, Philippines, 5:25 a.m. You're a good man. I appreciate you. I'm doing better. I'm going to do better. My goal is moving forward to have one show. I want to say after 2 p.m. Pacific time. After 2 p.m. Pacific time. What's up, Carlos? He says, that's me, John, here from Mexico City, man. When the Niners played down in Mexico City, me and Carlos went out. We had a freaking blast, dude. Ate some great food. Such a good time, man. And I can't wait. I truly do believe the Niners are going to get one of the international games. It's coming right here. NY Niners. I know you're talking to Leon on a side conversation in the chat. But I think this is a good point. Keep in mind the value of pick 11 versus others competing for him, that he would go to. That 11 pick outweighs a lot of extra picks. You know, I think it does. It's not a top 10 pick, but it's pretty damn close. You can get a stud at 11. And if the Niners don't trade for Miles Garrett, I'm not going to be like really pissed. The opportunity's there. I think you see what's there. But this isn't a you have to. No. You pick up the phone. Hey, this is what we got. Y'all interested? Nah, we really want 3 firsts. That's not us. That is not us. So if you want that, I wish you the best. And yeah, some other team like the Chiefs or whatever else might do it. But I'm not going to overpay based on what else is out there. I'm going to look at my team and say, look, we need draft capital to build out the depth of this roster. We have drafted very well. We're coming off of one of our best drafts as 49ers, and that was without Adam Peters, who is a damn good GM. But, man, we are solidifying depth. We have 10 picks in this upcoming draft. We're picking in the top 11. Yeah, Myles Garrett makes us better for sure, but we're not going to mortgage everything just for him. I am not one of those people that's just like, all in chips, go all in. Dude, no, that's not the way that I think you should build, and it's not the way John Lynch thinks you should build, and it's not the way Kyle Shanahan thinks we should build. They've both spoken out against that. But you say, look, this is what we can pay. If you like it, let's go. If you can get more, man, good luck. But this is what we got. I'm not getting in a bidding war. I'm saying this is what we got. 2025 first and fourth, and a second round next year. You want to swap in a player for that fourth? Cool. You can have Leonard Floyd or Jordan Mason. You want to swap in, you know, something for that second round pick? Well, we're going to bump that second round pick down to a third or maybe a fourth. Well, I'll throw in Juwan Jennings. Deebo doesn't make sense contractually. We talked about that. Doesn't make sense. If there's another player, if you, whatever, let's cool. Let's talk about that. But a first, second, and a fourth, that's my offer. And if you don't like that, hey, man, no worries. We're good. We appreciate you. And so, like, good luck. That's like, and I think whenever I was in grad school, I started a real estate company. And that's a big reason why I was able to kind of shift to doing this Niners content forever, is I had a little bit of passive income. And I remember whenever I got to the point where emotions, as soon as you delete those from contracts and negotiations, man, you win all the time. And the goal was always to find a win-win. But whenever you don't care, and it's not like, oh, I gotta have it. If we lose this, we're just like, no. Hey, this is what we got. You don't want it? Cool. Talk to you later. Good luck. And not to be like a jerk or whatever else, but it's just like, hey, man, this is what we got. If you want it, it's yours. If you don't, we'll see you in Indianapolis at the combine. Hope things are well. Whenever you get to that point, I ain't got a problem. And people are like, well, what about Matthew Stafford? First off, you had never had a chance to get Matthew Stafford. And it always cracks me up when people bring that in. You let the Rams get Matthew Stafford. Dude, McVay and Matthew Stafford were in Cabo together. They were in Cabo together. He had a home in L.A. They didn't even let the 49ers make an offer. Like, that was never going to happen. He wanted to go there. You don't go on vacation with the opposing team's coach. Come on. And I'm not going to overpay. It's just, I don't know. Take it what it is. NY Niner says, I'd start at just 11. Then I'd go 11 plus day two or third round pick, swap, whatever else. Yeah, I like that. I do like that a lot. And I'm excited. I hope it happens. You know, do I have to put a percentage on it? I think probably a 95%, he wears number 95, I'd say 90% chance he gets traded. They might have to redo a big deal and just give him enough money to where he's happy. But they're struggling salary cap-wise because of Deshaun Watson. They might get out of the Deshaun Watson thing because he re-tore his Achilles and is having issues. Injuries, the only way they get out of the Deshaun Watson deal, because they had a clause built into that, and they get back a lot of it because the insurance premiums, I don't know, whatever. 90% chance he gets traded. Okay. Now, I do think that the 49ers have to be mentioned with the front runners. I think that there are teams that would pay more than one first. I think that there are teams that would pay two firsts and pay him. But do they pick 11th? They do not. And do they have a chance to win the championship? They do not. Go back to, has to make sense for all three. The team trading him away, Cleveland, we make sense. Myles Garrett, the player, 49ers make sense. 49ers trading four, it makes sense. It's all three. That's why I think that the 49ers make sense. And, man, I really hope that they get it done. I hope they do. We'll see. We'll keep you guys up to date as always. This was fun. And for those of you that watched us not once but twice whenever the mic was messed up, I appreciate your resiliency, which if you're a Niners fan, you are. You've been through it, especially this year. Things continue to look up, and may this 2025 offseason just continue to be badass. Man, Myles Garrett would be nice. Ah, you are the best. Hopefully something happens soon. Until next time, I'll be live in the morning with Wayne, and we're going to get an awesome Senior Bowl recap. I have questions out the wazoo. I can't wait. Heavy, heavy draft episode tomorrow with John and Wayne show. So check us out there. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.